That's the thing. I think we kept trying to fit in when the path that we really want to pursue is countercultural and against the mainstream definitions and narrative talaga. And this is where we're most joyful and peaceful too.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The more we sink into ourselves as women, I think the more secure we are in being authentic, honest, and vulnerable, diba? Kaya nga rawer and realer na this time eh, for Raw and Real version 2.0. It's about to get juicy.
You are now tuned in to Raw and Real Podcast. Hi, my name is Dana.
And my name is Stacy. We're twin sisters and former self-love advocates, keeping it raw and real on womanhood, culture, and Christianity.
Please beware, we do talk about sensitive topics that might be controversial, so just be mindful before blasting this episode on speakers.
Also, please note, bago kayo masampal ng truths na sasabihin namin,
eh nasampal muna kami nito! At masakwet. Lastly, views and opinions expressed by our guests, should there be any, are not automatically endorsed by us. Okay, now that's clear, it's time to R&R.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm in a good mood today. Hi, T.
Good morning to you, my Swiss. Bakit ka naman good mood, Aber?
Ganda ng view ko. I have this gorgeous view of Cebu City. I'm hotel hopping. I'm fun employed. What is not to love, sis?
Oo nga eh. You are in the middle of your eat, pray, love journey.
Eat, pray.
Stop it! Yung eat dapat two lang. Eat lang. Ganun
eat,
lang.
Eat, tatlong pray.
Ka.
Then isang love, man. Lang. Nakairit ka.
Dumihan mo rin yung love.
Ikaw, kumusta ka? What is your mood today? Or wag na lang today kasi nag-iiba-iba ng mood. Your mood for the hour.
My mood for the hour is just very lethargic because I overslept. Naloka ako, nagising ako ng 4 a.m. Nakabukas lahat ng ilaw ko sa kwarto. Na wag mo kong tatakutin. At wag mo kong sasabihan ng kung ano-anong
alam mo ba, Stace, kung theories. Anong nangyari dyan sa bahay na yan nung 5 years old tayo?
Shut up! But yeah,
bakit,
ayun.
Pero
so,
bakit? Ang weird naman. Wait, that happens pag nagkakaroon ng glitch sa power provider. You know how in Boracay, yeah, pag nawawalan akong kuryente, yes, and then it turns it all back up.
So, feeling ko baka nag-short circuit or something. Mm. I don't know. Yeah, this is the first time it happened. So, whatever. So, yun. So, medyo nag-oversleep. But, aside from that, my mood is pretty positive.
That's good.
Yeah, and also, I'm starting back to one sa aking carnivore reset because, ay nako, nag-sweets ako kahapon because my mom is a sugar pusher. My mom is a sugar dealer in this house. So,
sugar dealer. Gusto ko yan. Hey, yeah, bro, you want some sugar? Just an ounce.
Yeah. So, ayan lang naman.
Okay, so, being positive, wasakay natin ang positivity with our topic today because I think we both go through this and it's a part of our life. It's not ever gonna be going away in the sense na kasama siya sa human experience eh. Today, yeah, we wanna talk about anxiety and how it manifests itself in various forms. Mm-hmm. I think anxiety has different shapes and sizes and different shades and appearances. Hindi siya one size fit all. It never is.
Yeah, na parang when we talk about anxiety, laging inisip ng mga tao, panic attack,
hyperventilating, stress,
or someone who's always nervous, always on the verge of, you know, a breakdown. But it's not like that.
Hindi. There are those quiet anxieties too, or anxieties that stem from the places you least expect it to. So let's jump right in. Okay, my personal experience with anxiety is kind of, it ebbs and it flows. I noticed now that I am unemployed and I have a lot of downtime, napansin ko na there's a feeling of guilt. There's this sense of guilt, and I'm even gonna use this term, repulsion towards myself, na wala akong ginagawa.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's this feeling of, why am I resting? I must be purposeless, or parang there's just this feeling of, oh my gosh, wala akong ginagawa. And I'm correlating it with something negative that I guess triggers the anxiety. Mm-hmm. Nagiging aligaga tuloy ako, and I'm looking for ways to show that I'm, hoy, may ginagawa pa rin ako, ah, hindi ako nakatunga nga lang, you know, something to that effect. But I remember, it's so funny, my friend was inviting me out when I was back in Boracay last week. My friend was like, oh, tara, dinner na tayo. He calls me, and I'm like, ah, may meeting ako eh. And then he goes, sus, nagbibisi-bisihan ka lang eh, dahil ano, nagigilty kang busy ka, ay, wala kang ginagawa. Sabi niya, nagbibisi-bisihan ka lang, tigilan mo yan, wala ka namang trabaho eh. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, oh nga, what a call out. But also, yeah, I needed it. Yeah. You know, yung, and I don't know, Stace, you tell me, parang, why is it so hard for us to rest?
Okay, yun nga, good question, because I was thinking about it as you were sharing your story and your experience. I think, you know, growing up, we weren't really well off. So meron talagang hustle mentality and this hustle culture and our family.
Right.
To afford the things that we need and to afford the things that we want, diba? Parang growing up, our lola is always grinding, is always out and about, you know, meeting with people, closing deals as a broker. Diba? Tapos parang pag wala kang ginagawa, you always get called out for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Either you should be doing house chores.
Oh, yun nga, na-realize
cleaning
ko.
The house, being productive around the house, or making money. Parang there is so much importance and priority put to those things, maybe.
Grabe.
And yeah, it's so embedded in us na hindi mo na napansin.
Oh, yun nga eh. Now that you're bringing it up, na oo nga no, the dialogue that comes with not moving when you're in the house. Batugan.
Yes.
Nakatunga nga ka na lang ba? Yun na lang. Basta it's always just so negative. Oo nga, yeah. No? Yeah, that's true. So ngayon, I think, my anxiety swings from not doing enough to doing too much. That it yun spirals nga down into like, oh my gosh, all the things I'm doing now, it will all crash and burn. I've bitten so much of what I can chew. And now I'm really in that season where, okay, Dana, how do you manage anxiety and how do you accept rest as a way of life? You know?
Exactly. You know, yun yung iniisip ko eh. That's why this is such a good episode to have, because we always thought that anxiety comes from being in the worst situation.
Exactly. You know?
But then now, you're in a season of resting. You're supposed to be in a season of just being. And, you know, you deserve this break. Because you've been hustling for years to the point of burnout. And now that you're here, you still get anxious.
Hi, ang weird. Pero yeah, totoo yun, so, sinabi mo na anxiety also can come up and resurface in the places na you'd least expect. Like, for example, sa akin, a place of rest and break and breathing you know, solitude and vacation. Ikaw naman, maybe for you, it's a secure relationship. I don't know.
Yeah, so yung akin naman is, I find myself, you know, but generally speaking ha, and ito na naman ako sa aking advocacy. Generally speaking, I must say that quitting sugar really changed my mood. Like, it really changed and improved my anxiety for the better.
Parang, yeah, I can honestly testify to that too. Oo, totoo.
Oo, talagang iba yung, you know, sobrang mas stable yung mood, less mood swings, less depressive episodes, especially when I'm about to get my period. Like, I see a huge difference there. Because usually before, when I was eating a lot of sweets and a lot of carbs, I would get crying spells nearing my menstrual period. And now, that went away. Although, yun nga, may malaking improvement, but it's still there. So may pabugsu-bugsu pa rin ang anxiety. And now, I see it in my relationship with my boyfriend. And even though there is no reason really to be anxious, my brain creates all these hypothetical scenarios.
That tapos, triggers more anxiety.
That triggers anxiety. And then sasabihin ko sa boyfriend ko, what if ganito, ganyan? Ano gagawin mo?
Ayan. Sapo, huwag mo nang yung ganito, ganyan. Idiretso mo na. Ano yung mga scenario ayan na binibigay mo para my boyfriend, maasar ka sa sarili mo?
So, my boyfriend is 5 years younger than me. So, syempre, that's yan, yung mga ganyang factors. Minsan yung brain ko wants to blow it up into something that's not really the case. Alam mo yun, na para oh, he's yeah, yung maghahanap lang talaga yung brain ko ng holes. Tapos dun siya magpo-poke. Na, ito, dito mo tignan. Dito mo diinan pa. So, yung age factor na yan will always create scenarios in my head. So, one time I was like, binigyan ko siya ng parang bigla ko siyang sinit down talk na sobrang seryoso. Out of nowhere to ah. Out of nowhere.
Wala man lang pasabi si Manda. Atak
like, agad. Mag-usap nga tayo. Oo, ganyan. Mag-usap nga tayo. Tapos siya, okay, what's up? As like, ako 31 na ako, Nico.
Oh ikaw, my gosh.
Sa mid-20s ka pa lang. Sigurado ka na ba? Because I don't wanna waste my time. Blah, 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 blah. As in, kung ano-ano na kinuda ako na parang, basically, my brain wanted reassurance. Yun naman yun eh. Kaya, you know, you're looking for security. That's why you present all these situations na I was like, what if down the road you realize this is not for you or ayaw mo talaga mag-commit and blah, 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 blah. Do you even want to get married? La, 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 la. Ilang taon? Magusto, ano ba yung timeline mo? What does it look like for you? Blah, 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 blah. And then he was stunned because, parang first of all, okay, he understands na parang, okay, valid naman. Pero he was also caught off guard and it also caused anxiety in him. Mm-hmm. So parang, diba, na parang all this pressure. And I realized na, ay nako, whenever I have these moments, these episodes, I know that I just really want reassurance. But at the same time, okay, it's good, it's healthy naman to get reassurance from your partner. But ultimately, diba, parang, kung loko-loko yung boyfriend mo or someone you're dating, he's just gonna say all the things you wanna hear.
Oh, totoo naman.
So ultimately, it's my job to reassure myself and again, ground myself back to the reality of his actions. Like, ano bang pinapresent ng actions ng taong to sa akin? Is there any reason to doubt?
Oh, correct.
If I am mag-a-assess niyan eh. Yeah, if I'm doubting, what are my reasons for doubting? Diba? Parang, yeah, these are very important questions to ask yourself, especially if you know you are anxiously attached and insecurely attached.
Yes. Very so, well said.
Oo. So parang I was like, saan nga galing to? Parang, and I realized na, you know, I'm not used to healthy and secure relationships, na my brain is just forcing it to be something familiar to me, which is an unhealthy relationship. So yung mga hypothetical situations, yung mga what if scenarios, I'm just really looking for the familiar from my past experiences.
Yes. And if I may add, I think the nature of anxiety is really to pass it on.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, parang when you're anxious, kasi it shows eh. Alam mo yun? And when you're panicky and when you're having this mental spiral about things that haven't even happened yet and you're bringing it out to the world and you're, you know, trying to cover all your bases and be secure, I think that's the nature of, that's one nature of anxiety. It's to pass it on. Because fear is, diba, ang cheesy niya, pero it's ano eh. Ano 'yun, parang not appearing real. It's false something appearing
false evidence
appearing real. It's 'di ba 'yun naman talaga yung cause ng fear eh. I mean in terms of anxiety ha. I'm speaking in the lines along anxiety. So totoo 'yan dahil I think and I think one important thing that we miss out on is where we get our coping mechs or our coping styles when we're dealing with anxiety from. I was watching this si holistic psychologist. Oh my gosh, I think she's every millennial psychologist on Instagram. Yeah. She was talking about how parents imprint their emotional dynamics to their children at a very young age.
Oo naman.
And I was having this dialogue with Lou and her anxiety, our best friend Lou. And she says, you know what? When I watched that video from the holistic psychologist, she realized na, shucks, if my anxiety triggers, I look at my mom, and there's a direct correlation to it.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Na parang hindi mo siya pwedeng sabihin na, hindi, this is just how I'm wired. Yeah. Parang definitely you pick that up from somewhere.
It's also conditioning. Aside from, you know, sure, there could be a factor in terms of brain chemistry, but you also cannot look away from the fact that it's also conditioning from your caretakers or your parents.
Yes. And I think it makes sense, you know, as I slowly ease back in my faith these days, it's like, wow, Lord, this is why you really say na cast all your anxieties, but it doesn't mean we will be anxiety-less. Alam mo yun, na parang nainis kasi ako eh. When we over-spiritualize fear. Or anxiety-free. Yeah, anxiety-free. There you go. Hindi kasi siya mawawala eh. I think that's why God has to remind us always, na hindi, bato mo sa akin, bato mo sa akin, bato mo sa akin. Because we're always wanna keep on grabbing onto it.
Yes, yes,
diba? Yes. Diba? Yun eh, na parang... Maybe because we also want a sense of security, like what you said, or a sense of control, or a sense of preparedness, maybe. Na at least na-foresee ko na lahat to, you know, like, I'm projecting all of the bad scenarios that can happen in my situation, even though it hasn't happened yet. But as you take on being ready, ina-trigger din naman lahat ng anxieties mo. So I don't like when people say na, fear is conquered by faith and all of these things. Na parang, really? But all the apostles were cowards at one point. How can you say that? Yeah. Parang how can you say that we're just to throw out fear and fear is from the devil and things like this na? But it's also a very human experience. You know, parang I just don't want us, and this is my personal conviction, I think God sees us where we are, even in the middle of our fears. Parang even in the middle of our uncertainty. So, oh my gosh, day one ko, naiiyak ako.
Sige, iyak ka lang, sis. This is therapy.
Yeah, it's my day one. Oh my gosh. So, you know, na parang me in the middle of this, na Lord, I don't know where to go next. Parang sometimes I feel so confused. Like, I have so many plans, you know. I don't want to be in corpo anymore. Like, I want to do my own thing. But at the same time, it's like, oh my gosh, Lord, will it fly? Will it fail? And it's funny because I'm here, I'm sponsored by Marco Polo Cebu, right? So andito ako ngayon. And then I met with one of their heads. And I didn't, and then she brings up that she's a Christian and you know, parang she was just telling me her story because she was also very clueless about her career. Hindi niya talaga ina-expect na God will take her to hospitality and the hotel industry. So we were having a nice brunch yesterday. And she goes, you know, Dana, even this path I didn't choose. Kaya ikaw, hotelier ka na pala, hotelier ka na din. And sabi ko, well, you know, sabi ko, Miss Lara, I'm really afraid. Sabi ko, because, you know, I'm exploring the hotel and hospitality side of Boracay and see if I can build a career from there. And she goes, why, Dana? What will make it fail? Tapos parang napaisip din ako doon na Oh, oh man. No, what will make it fail? You know, and it's these little, and I know it's not a coincidence, naiyak na naman ako.
Sis, just cry it out. Sige, kuha ka tissue.
Oo nga eh, yung makeup ko. So, it's like, grabe, these little instances where, you know, there are no accidents. And Miss Lara kept affirming me, you know, Nana, this is not an accident, right? Like, me meeting you, such a delight to meet you. And, you know, para talaga siyang mommy na ang bait-bait, na ang warm-warm. And we just sat there talking like we're friends for over a decade. And it was just so overwhelming for me na, you know, to be even offered counsel by someone who's already, you know, a hotel. She's been in Cebu, Mactan. She's been in Shangri-La, Mactan. Yeah. And then, you know, parang to me lang, Lord, grabe naman. And it's these moments that really make me think about what am I anxious about? What am I anxious for? You know? Na,
yeah.
Yun eh. Parang, I think that's the beauty of having God by our side. And even if we mess up or even if we stumble, but at the end of the day, God will always be the one. It's never us. And I think that's why I've been running low in my tank. You know? Dahil parang,
umaasa ka sa sarili mo.
Oo! You know, na biglang all of a sudden, the gift of grace and the gift of salvation is now on me. Biglang all of a sudden, I indulge myself and rely on myself and focus on myself about what I can do to earn it. When in reality, I never did in the first place.
Yes. Beautifully said, sis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, puro snot na ako.
Punasan mo muna ang iyong mascara. Ayan. Ayan. Maganda ka pa rin.
Thanks, sis. I know.
Yeah. I love it. But yeah, I'm so happy for you. I mean, tama, there are no accidents in God. And, you know, you never really know what's about to come. And we always hyper-focus on the worst that could happen. But what about all the good things that could also happen, you know?
Yun nga. And I think that's a good way to counter anxiety. It's really to count your blessings and the hope that you have. And the things that you want to pursue. Your hope with Nico. My hope for my career. Alam mo yun? Parang yeah. I think that's what douses the anxiety eh. Yes, it's the hope.
Yes. Yeah, I was just gonna say. And you know, me dealing with my own thoughts, I also have to constantly remind myself na I am not my thoughts. Just because I'm thinking it right now doesn't mean I have to accept it agad, embrace the thought, execute the thought, you know? Yeah, you also exactly. really need to be very, I think the step to mindfulness is separating yourself from your thoughts. And I know, parang it sounds so absurd to some, na parang, ha, paano mo gagawin yun? Eh, naisip mo na nga.
Uh-oh.
But really, it's just really, yung importante dyan is taking the pause, you know? Just pausing first before, teka, bakit naiisip ko to ah? And sometimes we think thoughts just because. I don't want to overthink it. Yung parang, hindi, ba't ko naiisip? Hindi, you never know. Our thoughts produce a million thoughts a day, you know?
Our brains produce, yeah.
Yeah, our brains produce these thoughts so many times a day. We don't have to overthink the thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
parang, I've been there. Parang, ganun eh. It is what it is. Parang, could be from your subconscious, could be from your conditioning. Who knows, diba? We will never really know. But, you know, there are thoughts that you can just, you just have to let go of. There are thoughts that you can explore, you know? But it really is a practice. And yun nga yung gusto kong i-remind sa ating listeners na it is really a practice. If you have to write it down, you know? If you have to journal, it is such a helpful tool to observe your thoughts, na map out your thoughts, na ito, naisip ko to, ito, recurring thoughts, ito, it would come and go every time I feel this way, you know? Para din, there is unearthing that happens.
Yeah.
Na you can also be reflective of these thoughts. And yun, so that's one way I deal with my own anxieties. And I really love what you said, na tama, ground yourself back to reality. What are the good things that have been happening. Like, me and my relationship, every time, ayan na naman, you know, my brain goes into anxiety mode and wants to focus on all the what-ifs and on all these fake scenarios. I go back to observing the consistent actions of my boyfriend na, is he reliable? Is he, is his actions consistent in showing me that I can trust him, that he loves me, you know, all these things. And every time I ground myself back to reality, as in parang, dude, those anxieties, di ko alam anong topak ninyo, pero
biglang mawawala.
It dissipates. Yeah,
exactly. And I guess one more thing that I want to remind everyone listening also is that you are not your anxiety. Parang yes. I think today it's just so easy to embrace all of these flaws around about us, and okay lang naman yun, diba? Parang perfectly imperfect, that's how humans are created. But at the same time, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na it's just a personality trait or it's just how you're wired. Like, I'm sorry, I'm such an overthinker lang kasi talaga. Hindi eh. Parang, really, is that who you want to be? Parang, is that really how you want to live your life? To waste so much negative emotions and time on things that haven't happened yet? Parang unfair naman yun. You owe it to yourself to free yourself from that. Parang hindi siya identifier.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying is we shouldn't let our anxieties be our personality trait.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Exactly.
Because, yun nga, I remember this quote from Jim Carrey, and I will quote it loosely, na parang, if you have all these mental issues or depression, but you're not eating right, you're not getting enough sunshine, you're not doing what you can to help yourself, then you're not giving yourself a fighting chance. You know, parang you've just accepted defeat altogether.
Exactly.
Because there is a huge correlation between diet and mental health. There is a huge correlation between your mental health and being outdoors. You know, and if you don't explore and do your own research on these things, wala, parang it's really gonna be a tough battle for you because of the foundational aspects, you're not paying attention to them, which you should be.
Mind and physical kasi, parang you cannot separate the two. Parang the mind directly affects the body and the body directly affects the mind. So, it can't be one over the other. It has to be both simultaneous. It has to be a simultaneous pursuit. Parang yun din nare-realize ko ngayon. And okay, when I eat this, directly affects my mood. It directly affects my stressors. Alam mo yun? It may seem like a physical factor, but it becomes an inside thing too eh. Parang once you consume that, it's in your system. Kaya magko-confess ako na kumain ako ng cookie.
Ayan na eh. Ayan na nga ba eh. Hindi.
Okay, you know wait. Can I just say? Okay. It's called malicious cookies.
Sige, magpaliwanag ka!
It's called malicious cookies. It's the number one cookie in the whole of Cebu. It's been awarded like 5 times. Triple threat cookie. And I must say, wow. Marco Polo, you have nailed this cookie.
Really? What's in it? I'm intrigued. I love cookies.
Dalad kita.
Sugar dealer! Sugar danger!
Joke na, hindi na. Kinasal ko na nga yung orders ko eh. Tinikmat ko lang.
Ayan, very good. You know what? But ito lang sasabihin ko sa'yo ah. There will never be a shortage of new desserts and yummy desserts to try on this planet. So you have to cut it off at some point. Okay? Yan din sinasabi ko sa sarili ko. Because yesterday, when mom ordered Mary Gray Silvanas, and she was, you know, tempting me to eat it. She's like, kumuha ka na, tikman mo lang. It's butter naman and eggs, you know, and all these ways to convince me. Yung naging excuse ko is, I've never tried it, so might as well try. But, you know, I've never tried a million different desserts. So if I'm gonna keep playing that card, wala na. I'm gonna spiral down back into my sugar addiction. So, yun lang sis, just remember that. The next time you get tempted to try something because it's new and it's like the talk of the town, whatever, dessert.
Fine!
accept na natin na we have a sugar addiction and it's in our genes. And the only way to combat it is to stop eating sugar altogether.
Fine.
Okay?
Fine. Sakit na ulo ko tuloy. Ikaw kasi.
Ako rin eh. Yeah. But yes, oh. Today we start again. Ano kinahin mo sa breakfast buffet?
Okay, I had tapa, chicken, sausages, egg, iced latte, pinya, dahil asa talaga ng pusod ko. And sabi ni Carney MD, we can have fruit. So shut up about fruit. Shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Wala naman akong sinabi.
I know, but you were gonna say it. So shut up.
Sige na, hindi, fine. Sige. So today, your animal-based diet. That's okay. That's okay. Just today, okay? Tomorrow, we go back to carnivore. Ay, hindi. Yeah. The rest of the day na, wag na mag-fruits. Anyway, okay. This episode has been very, very insightful and
okay. Emotional.
Salamat, sis. Emotional. Salamat, sis, sa lahat ng mga shinare mo. And I hope you guys learned a thing or two. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please follow us on our Instagram account. It's at rawandreal.mp3. And you can follow our personal accounts from there.
That's it. Thanks, everybody. And also, shout out to Marco Polo Cebu for hosting me. Bye!
Bye!